Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash, third volume. We're reading from Rabash's social writings on page 413. You can ask, the article is called Man as a Whole. You can ask questions on CAPTV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Social writings of Rabash, page 413. As a whole, man consists of two discernments. One, his own existence, and two, the existence of reality. The existence of reality is divided into three parts. One, necessity, without which reality would cease to be. For this, it is enough to eat a small slice of dry bread and one cup of cold water a day, to sleep on a bench for a few hours with one's clothes still on, and not even in a house, but in a field or in some cave during the rains to keep from getting wet. His clothes, too, can be nothing but rags. And two, behaving as ordinary bourgeois, but not wanting to resemble the rich, who have many rooms, handsome furniture, fine paraphernalia, and nice clothes, and not wanting to eat and drink everything the way the rich are accustomed to eating and drinking. Three, craving and demanding in his body to resemble the rich. And although he cannot obtain what he wants, his eyes and heart are dedicated to it, and he waits and labors to obtain that, to be admitted into the class of the rich. Four, this one exists in all of the three previous discernments. If he has made enough for the day, he does not worry about tomorrow. Rather, each day is regarded by him as his entire lifespan. Usually people are concerned with satisfying their needs for only 70 years. But past 120 years, a man is not concerned with his provision. Also, sometimes a person thinks that each day should be in his eyes as new, meaning as a new creation. It is like a reincarnation, that yesterday's person has incarnated into today's person, and he must correct everything he did the day before, both in good debts or in merits, meaning whether he did mitzvot, good deeds, or transgressions. For example, if he took something from his friend, he must return it. And if he lent something to his friend, he should receive it from him. Since collecting a debt is a mitzvah, singular of mitzvot, so he must collect from his friend. And now we will speak of love for the Creator. First, one must know that love is bought by actions. By giving his friend's gifts, each gift that he gives to his friend is like an arrow and the bullet, making a hole in his heart, in his friend's heart. And although his friend's heart is like a rock, still each bullet makes a hole, and the many holes join into a hollow into which the love of the giver of presents enters.
ואז משתי אהבות מתרקם לבוש אהבה, שהלבוש הזה...
For example, if he took something from his friend, he must return it. And now we will speak of love for the Creator. First, one must know that love is bought by actions, by giving his friend gifts. Each gift that he gives is like an arrow and a bullet making a hole in his friend's heart. And although his friend's heart is like a rock, still each bullet makes a hole, and the many holes join into a hollow into which the love of the giver of presents enters, and the warmth of the love draws to him his friend's sparks of love. And then the two loves weave into a garment of love that covers both of them. This means that one love surrounds and envelops the two, and they naturally become one person because the clothing that covers them both is a single garment, hence both are annulled. It is a rule that anything new is exciting and entertaining. Hence, after one receives the garment of love from another, he enjoys only the love of the other and forgets about self-love. At that time, each of them begins to receive pleasure only from caring for his friend and cannot worry about himself, because every person can labor only where he receives pleasure. And since he is enjoying the love of others and receives pleasure specifically from that, he will take no pleasure in caring for himself. And if there is no pleasure, there is no concern, and he cannot labor. This is why you sometimes find in nature that during love of others that is exceptionally strong, one might commit suicide. Although in love for the Creator, sometimes a person is willing to give up the above-mentioned third discernment. Afterwards, he is willing to concede the second discernment and then the first discernment, meaning all three discernments in the existence of reality. But how can he cancel his own existence? The question is, if his existence is revoked, who will be receiving the love? But the Creator grants love with power to divert a person from the right path. In other words, he stops being rational and wants to be canceled out from reality by the power of love, and his rational mind has no strength to detain him. This is why, if we ask, how is it possible for one to come to such a state? There is one answer to that. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is why nature necessitates annulment, even though one doesn't understand it rationally. Now, we can understand the verse, and you shall love with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Your might means the existence of reality. Your soul means his own existence. And your heart is already a high degree, meaning with both your inclinations, the good inclination and the evil inclination. This is not really an article. This is kind of a draft that the Rabash put together. The text is put out. It's made out of many parts and bits, so maybe if you have questions, it's very dense, kind of. There are several topics here, so if you have questions, please. Gadi from Ranana is asking, I don't understand the connection between the two parts of the article. Exactly. The sustenance of man and reality, the few parts that reality is made of, what's going on in nature during the time, in our nature during the time of preparation, during, you know, with the love. It's because it consists out of notes. It was really like he liked writing about different things. He used to take this piece of paper, suppose, and however much he could put into it, he would, and then he'd put it into his drawer. And when he passed away, I simply took it from there. Just as it was, I put it all into a backpack. Yes. Shai from Haifa is asking, what does it mean that from the two loves, there is created one clothing of love. It's the reciprocal love that exists between people. As a result, they come to a wholeness, meaning out of the two comes third factor, which is the Creator that testifies and sustains everything. Love from one only from one to another. One way can't really exist. There have to be two that are in kind of a reciprocal connection of love. Add some different intensity, but still, there has to be a connection. Connection, it means that if one is greater than the other, he comes down to the degree of the other, rising, it's much higher than coming down. That's the expression of the Paltzuf. And then he helps his friend, who's smaller, to realize reciprocal love. And then helps him ascend this way.
Yeah.
Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, what presents can the Creator give man? What presents can man give to the Creator? We are in a system of laws between the matter and the quality of bestowal, the light. Both contradict one another by nature. And according to the quality of the will to receive, it enjoys the light of separation and hates the light of connection. And between the two, we are actually we have this question of what are we supposed to do in between the two? What should we prefer? How should we strengthen ourselves on this path that we actually hate? That is unpleasant, that we can't go by or walk through, or that we reject subconsciously. This is all the work to transcend the current feeling to the thought. Everything will be scrutinized in thought. This is first and foremost. To hold oneself in a thought and not in a feeling. For the thought to constantly criticize . Nir from Rishon is asking, what does it mean that love is bought by actions? Are actions in spirituality, in corporeality, everything is bought by actions. We are in the world of actions, this world, where the more we take actions with the wrong feeling and wrong intention, these actions, they pull the reforming light, and as a result, our feeling and understanding will change. We have no other means. If I, with my matter, with my intention, I'm completely for myself, then I can't do anything that's opposite to it. And the very opposite is made by that very means that's called this world, where I can perform actions, and even though that these actions, they stem from the will to receive and the intention or to receive, but the action itself is as if bestowal. Who gives the other? And the difference between what I want to receive for myself and give him to in order to receive for myself, but this giving, if it's arranged according to what the Kabbalists tell us, this giving works. That's called that the sages of the Talmud prepared for us, instead of mortifications, instead of the direct work against the desire and the intention, they have prepared a means for us, which is the reforming light. And it works according to my actions, which I do according to what they say, like love friends, giving a friend presents, different kind of connections, studying together. That's it? Yes.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, what is the love of the Creator and what's the difference between it and love of friends?
Love of friends is the work being done by the reforming light in order to connect the vessels. What does it mean to connect the vessels? We say that it's being far away or being closer. Spirituality, the truth is that there is no distance, but by our work, in our vessels, we acquire qualities that resemble the light, that resemble the qualities of the light. And then we can reveal Him who is within us to begin with. That's how you do it. It's like a person who lost his sight. So, through different actions, he can recover his vision. He can. What the Kabbalists tell us is how to recover our situation. Meaning, the state that you're in, you don't change anything, but your ability to feel. And this ability is called the ladder of degrees, the ladder of revelation. Yes, Niv.
Rabash talks about a state where a person takes the clothing of love of others and then he only amuses himself with that and forgets about self-love.
Necessarily, he can't feel the two together.
I also understood from you that the main part of the work here is to transcend the current feeling to the thought, so that the thought will monitor the feeling all the time.
No, there it's if the friend necessarily influences him, shows him his love, the friend bestows onto him the feeling of love. Man, to the extent to which he perceives it, accepts it, he wants to be ready for it, not to reject it. There is a kind of a relationship here between the friends and the group and so on, where one can penetrate the other to some extent. If there is hatred from the start or to begin with, it's impossible then. We don't discover love toward each other. It's, you know, something like simple rejection, unpleasantness. Each one of us, it's a fear. Each one of us protects himself. Still a small will to receive. Therefore, it's easy to show another that you love him, that you're interested in being close to him, to connect with him in order to reach the sublime goal. It's possible. And if you do it like you're supposed to do it, meaning you have to be both a psychologist and know how to do it and in what way to come and discover, and you also consult the others so they see that you're working on finding the love, and they're inspired by it and get this kind of an awakening as a result, so on. The moment a person feels that he is loved or that he is in a society that cares for him, to that extent, his will to receive is neutralized from any self-concern. It could be food or drink or health problems or whatever that is. But the moment he sees that he is really cared for, that really someone else is that fulfills his role, that somehow he's been taken care of, immediately it stops, because we operate like the light operating on the kli, on the vessel, and then he feels that he is full of it. You can bring him to a state where a person will simply be like a baby on the hands of his mother, really like a baby that can't move, that is completely in the hands of his mother. This is how a person will feel himself. And after that, you have to start demanding from him the right response. But it is possible to completely nullify and revoke his will to receive. And of course, Rishimot will come up and the desire will grow, so you start working with it. You start working with him, showing him that what we did in order to nullify one's will to receive is in order to help him express the love of friends, to be covered by, in order to cover yourself with one blanket, the two, there's need for two that want to build this, create this blanket.
And we reach this through rising above the current feeling to the thought, so that the thought constantly monitors the feeling. And how do you reach that state?
When I build this kind of an attitude toward a friend, of course I build it from my thought. I scrutinize, find out who is he, what am I, how will I appear to him in different forms, through what, through and how, and so on. It's all pre-planned. The best thing is if we do it through mutual actions. Yes, ma'am.
Why doesn't this thing work, for instance, between parents and children or even spouses, when
they have no goal in transcending the ego? They're not aware of it.
But for instance, a parent loves his kid, he gives and gives, but we see that the kid doesn't care about how much he gets, and he only demands more and more, and once you stop something, then, you know, as it says, as they say, the kid loving his parents just stops completely. And the same in a relationship. You can love your spouse or the other way around, but once you stop something, the other side stops as well. So it's not like it's described here that once you unlock the friend's heart, there's a system that whatever you do afterwards, it will continue. But in our world, we see that it doesn't work that way. Once you stop giving, the other side automatically stops too.
Because you took the wrong order of actions. First of all, stop. And then gradually start giving.
Again?
You started from giving.
That's what he writes here.
No, wait. But there to begin with, there was no love but rejection and so on. If we're already talking about this, then first of all, you have to learn from nature. First of all, not to give anything but necessities. and then gradually to give to the extent to which you get the right response. It says so in the Torah. Unfortunately, you don't learn the Torah, but it says that it is forbidden to show, a father is not allowed to show his great assets to his sons. They're not allowed to know that he's rich.
And the mother?
Because it corrupts them. They simply think that they deserve it, and that's it.
I understand what you're saying. I just want to go back to a mother and a kid. A mother and her kid, she gives him love by nature from the moment he's born.
And you have to gradually stop that love to the extent to which it grows. Not to stop, but to stop expressing it. Give a child a place to be responsible, independent, earn everything he deserves according to his age through his efforts. What else?
I don't know, I'm asking.
These things, they're written. It says so. In the Torah, you have plenty about it.
Is it the same between spouses?
Between spouses, there has to be reciprocity to begin with. And love, it's you grow it. You also treat love like in our case. To begin with, there's no love. We simply adapt it according to the different corporeal conditions. And accordingly, we start living with a purpose of developing this relationship called reciprocal love.
But we see that in relationships...
I don't know what kind of relationships you talk about. I'm talking about, suppose, a man and a woman, they have to be pleasant for one another externally and fitting or matching in their education and habits and so on. And atop that, or beyond that, pleasantness merely to the extent where there's no rejection. Something neutral to that extent, on the one hand. On the other hand, they have to be suitable in terms of their upbringing, for them to understand each other according to their natural habits, and for them to have a clear goal that they're coming in order to unite and reach love. That love is a result of reciprocal investment into the connection between them that in the meantime does not exist. It'll come. When? In 5 or 10 years it could be. But they work on it.
But then when that love comes...
The more kids there are, the more love there is.
When the love comes, will it not later change if the relations between them change to one another?
Oh, why should it change if that's what they're working at? And their kids and home and grandchildren, it all connects them. Why should that change? You have to start from the very opposite, not from the outburst of animalistic love, but from the basic necessary condition. Let's move to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part.